Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You're going to be covered. And your neighbor is not just your next door person. It's anybody you come in contact with.
Amen.
Because greater is he that's in you than what? He that's in the world. So look, the greatest commandments of all started with love. And that's no surprise because God is love. So during this time and doing every day, display love.
Amen.
You know, one thing that my wife was telling me, she was in the grocery store one day. The lady was real angry and saying, you know, was just really angry, and she snapped at her. And my wife just gave her a smile and said a nice word. And the whole lady changed. She changed around. You know, we never know what some people are going through. God said we have to display or show compassion. You know, God so loved the world, he gave. What are you giving the world? That's what I want to ask you. What are you giving them? Are you giving them your attitude? Are you giving them your opinion? Or are you giving them nothing? I submit to you today that you should give them Christ. That's the best thing that you can give them. Introduce them to Christ. So don't introduce people to Christmas this year. I want you to introduce them to Christ. This is a great opportunity. That's why I say they're going to celebrate it. But look, God gives us an opportunity to take advantage of it. We can talk about Christ. They say, oh, I love this Christmas season. How about trying this? I love Christ this season. Turn it around. Oh, they say, oh, I decorated my tree. They say, well, I decorated my heart with the Word of God this morning. Turn it around for Christ. Remember, I want you to thank Christ this time and not Christmas. Because when you think about Christ, he's going to give you eternal life. Christmas is going to be one day it's gone, and then it's people get into debt. They're stressed during families. People ain't talking to each other. That's not Christmas. That's not, well, I think that might be Christmas. It ain't Christ. I see people, they don't even want to talk. And then this time they want to at least try to say a little something. But that's an opportunity.
Amen.
To talk about Christ. To break down those barriers that was built all through the year. If the world's going to celebrate it, let's take advantage of it. And talk about Christ. Amen. I just simply wanted to let you know that God loves you today. And I think that's evident when it says he sent his only begotten son. Think about your prized possession. Will you give your prized possession to somebody that's trying to kill you and going against everything you believe in? No. This is what I'm talking about. That's why God so loved us, that he gave. Love will always give. You know, my wife told me, you know, after we was in, I'm going to be married, believe it or not, 24 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my wife, I asked her the question, why did you want to marry me? She said, because you gave. She said, every time I saw you, you was giving to others instead of yourself. It was one day, me and my wife was dating in college, and I had to go to work, but it was one of my fellow students, well, not student, but classmate, he was flunking out of school. He said, Antoine, I really need your help. This project's due, and no one will help me. And then I said, well, I really have to go to work. And my wife's watching all this. I said, but you know what? I don't want you to fail. I'll help you. So I called him to work and told him I'd be late. And my wife said, that day she knew I was the one because I gave. Now, why is that important? That encourages me because my wife understands what the fruit of the Spirit is. This is our problem. We don't recognize the fruit of the Spirit. And we need to be equally yoked together with believers. You know, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 lists the fruits of the Spirit. Thank God, the first one is love. You know, I told my son, he's looking for a lady. I said, you better get in your word. You better know your word. You better know. Don't look on the outside. Peel those covers back and see what they made of.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.